So we get off the gondola and we're walking back to the hotel, and she steps right in the middle of fresh cement on the ground. In heels.
Oh my God, no! I didn't see the Gordons, and we had a lot of wine that night, so yeah, that might have been why.
I'm probably going to have a raging headache when I wake up tomorrow, but it's worth it. I don't get to see you two as often anymore, so I'll gladly take a hangover once in a while in exchange for time together. It's so funny how we just revert back to our younger selves when we're together. It's like we're back in my college dorm, sneaking in cheap beers and getting noise complaints for laughing too hard when you and Liam first got together.
Here, hand me your glass. You're looking empty.
I shouldn't. I need to start hydrating now if we're flying on Monday.
I can't believe you're going to Vietnam. How long's that flight?
Too long.
I think it's 11? Is that right? 11 or 12 hours?
Damn.
We're doing Peru later this year, which is going to be even longer. Gonna definitely knock myself up for that one.
I'm jealous. I haven't been on, like, a real vacation in so long.
So why don't you come with us? It's been ages since we all took a trip together.
Oh my gosh, yes. You should definitely come. That'd be so much fun. Maybe you'll find some hot Peruvians to hook up with.
Maybe. My luck here has been pretty shitty.
Yeah. How is the whole dating thing going since, you know?
It's, okay, I guess.
Just okay.
Yeah, the people I'm matching with are... Yeah, I'm just not looking for anything serious right now. But it's like everyone wants to find their soulmate or whatever.
So not even one good hookup?
A few. They were nice, but I want to, I don't know, experiment, you know? This is the first time in years that I've been single, and I feel like I just don't want to fall into the same old routines again.
Experiment, huh? Like, with what?
I down the last of my wine. I'll definitely need more if we're going to start talking about my sex life. Or rather, my lack of sex life. I don't know how deep I should go into this with you two. I mean, you know a lot about me and my adventures in dating, but I guess we're going all in tonight. Well, I looked into that play party that happens every month at the Vamp Room. Never went. But, you know, I'd like to sometime. Oh, and I've read good reviews of the Swingers Club down on Alexandria. But, I don't know. I keep flaking every time I think about going.
I never took you for a swinger.
Well, you know me. I'm full of surprises.
Well, if in doubt, there's always us, right?
Your eyes lock with mine and the heat rises in my cheeks. What did you mean by that? Was that, like, a joke? Or were you being serious just now? I mean, we have history, the three of us. You've been my best friend since college. God, I had the biggest crush on you when we first met. It's so funny looking back on it. We were so young, so unsure how to handle love and sex and desire and everything. I was so sure that we weren't going to be friends anymore after I told you how I felt. But somehow it just made our friendship even stronger. And then me and Liam, well, we have our own history. That little freshman fling was kind of hilarious looking back on it. You and him make a lot more sense together. And now you two little lovebirds are married, going on 7 years together. Anyway, I can't really tell how serious you were with that comment, but I'm just going to write it off as a result of too much wine. Well, I think it's time I force myself to go to sleep before I finish this whole bottle. Thanks for letting me crash.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, you know where extra blankets and stuff are if you need anything.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess it's getting pretty late. Come here.
Your arms wind around me and your hair tickles my cheek. You smell really good, like lavender and vanilla. I love how soft your body is against mine, and I pull you closer. You're warm from being under the blanket on the couch. This is nice. I notice you're holding me a lot longer than usual. Not that I'm complaining, but this is different. It's like you don't want me to leave just yet.
Room for one more.
I feel Liam behind me, and he wraps his big arms around us both in a big bear hug. His lips brush over my ear, and a jolt of pleasure goes through my body. I haven't felt like that for Liam since we had that thing in college. I'm sandwiched in between you both, and it feels really good. The air's thick between us. The energy around us is charged. But it feels right. Like I'm supposed to be here, in between you two. Your cheek grazes mine as you pull back. Your lips are just inches from mine. You look at me, and I know exactly what you're both trying to say. And I don't want it to stop.
Do you want to stay with us tonight? In our bed?
Yeah, sure. Liam, is that okay with you?
Fine by me.
Come on.
Liam kisses up my shoulder. Oh my God. Is this happening? The surface of my skin is tingling as I run my hands up your full hips. Your lips look so soft.
Kiss me.
Your lips are so soft against mine, and I can taste the wine on your mouth. I slip my tongue against yours and open my mouth more. You cup my jaw in your hands and guide me deeper into the kiss. This feels incredible.
You're a really good kisser.
So are you.
Don't sound so surprised. Do you want this?
Yeah. You don't have to go further if you don't want to.
No, I do. I really want to do this. Liam's arm snakes around my waist and he slips between us.
Come here.
He joins our kiss, and his tongue slides over both of ours. I slip a hand under his shirt, and his muscles flex under my fingertips. A spike of adrenaline and warmth radiates through my chest. I haven't kissed Liam in years, but the way he pulls me against him, the way he kisses me, urgent and needy, it feels like it was yesterday.
Lie down.
You guide us down onto the bed. Our legs tangle together, and Liam pulls my thigh up over his lap. You reach over and slide your hands under my tank top. Oh, your touch feels so good. So delicate against my skin. Slowly caressing over my ribs, around to my breasts.
I like being touched like this.
Yeah. Keep going. I pull my top over my head and toss it to the floor.
Oh, fuck.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.